On this Tuesday, Cuca Montesel, the director of our board, will speak to us from San Antonio. Please, Cuca.
Thank you, Roshi. Hello, everyone. Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." I have been hearing this prayer since I was in my mother's womb, and my mother heard it in her mother's womb. Padre nuestro, our Father. It is a profoundly simple and ancient prayer, one that calls us to pray in the plural. Not my or mine, but ours and us. To pray this prayer with full attention is to accept Jesus' invitation to bring about God's kingdom right here, right now. Through the Our Father, we sign on to the kingdom of God. Jesus called his Father Abba, expressing in Aramaic his own intimacy with God. And through Jesus's intimacy and sonship with the Father, we dare to call God Papa, Papi, Daddy. And we pray with intimate trust and affection that the glory and purpose of God come through all creation, and that God's name be honored and sanctified. We pray for God's will to be done on earth as in heaven, seeking not to escape earth and go to heaven, but rather that God's purpose of bringing heaven and earth into ultimate unity be fulfilled. We pray for our daily bread, knowing our continual dependence on our Creator. We forgive others, knowing that our Creator forgives us and that his mercy is inexhaustible. We asked to be delivered from evil and harm, knowing that only grace can make that happen. To align ourselves with God's purposes is to go beyond taking comfort in God's presence. We are called to leave our own comfort and go to the margins, and indeed to blur the margins. Jesus wants to include, says Pope Francis. The Jesuit Gregory Boyle reminds us that Jesus' desire and longing and urge to include is happening now. Working at the margins with gang members for 30 years, Boyle knows that it is less about what we are to do at the margins and more about what will happen to us if we stand there. He tells us that knowing homies, this is what he calls the gang members he works with, has changed his life forever, altered the course of his days, reshaped his heart, and as he says, returned me to myself. Together, he says, we have discovered that we all are diamonds covered in dust. They have taught me not that I am somebody, but that I am everybody, and so are they. Abba, Papa, Papi, Daddy, what will you do this day to bring about God's kingdom?